Hello, 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 and welcome to the Lynn Woods Gospel Entertainment Podcast, where we talk to inspire. My guest today is Gina Miller, and she's the Senior Vice President and General Manager of Entertainment One Nashville, or we call it E1 for short. And it's home to such artists as Jonathan McReynolds, James Fortune, Pastor John P. Key, Todd Delaney, and a whole lot of other folks, because they sort of dominate the market. And Gina's a powerful music, veteran music entertainment executive in the industry. She's a member of the Recording Academy, the Stella Awards Gospel Music Academy, the National Association of Black Female Executives in Media and Entertainment, and a whole lot of other stuff, including she won 2018 the Stella Women of Gospel Award. And she was one of the most powerful women in the music industry, were named that by Billboard in 2018 as well. And besides that, most importantly, she's a mom to two handsome sons and a child of the Most High King. So welcome, welcome, Gina, to the podcast.
Well, thank you so much for having me. This is great. I appreciate you.
You're welcome, and I'm so happy to have you. We talked off mic. It's been a minute since we talked, and we had to try and put together those two little ladies that remember. When was that? You know.
Right.
Two little old ladies trying to figure it out and say, you know, I remember things that are not important, but stuff I need to remember that I have a hard time pulling it up sometimes. But anyway, so today we're going to talk about you and your story, as well as E1's part in the Stella Gospel Music Awards Week. So before we get off into all things Gina, what is E1 doing with the Stella Awards?
I'm very excited, Lynn, to tell you that usually and historically we would have our nominee and honoree brunch. But of course, because of the pandemic and the Stellars not convening on Vegas, they moved to a virtual show. So we decided we would continue and make our event virtual as well. So we were trying to decide what we were going to do. We actually approached the Stellars about being able to have something carved out within the Stella Award weekend, and they granted us the opportunity to have a sanctioned event. So we have permission, basically.
Okay.
We have permission. We have okay from them and their support to move ahead with our plans for our virtual event. And so I'm just excited that this is going to be an experience that now no one has to not be able to participate and be a part of if they so choose to.
Oh, okay. So who is your host for the pre-event during the week?
Well, Keno Greer from WYCA, Street Sermons, you may know, is our host. And Keno has been just an exceptional, exceptional announcer and host and jock and personality. Personality personified.
Okay.
I was excited that, and he's someone I've known. I've known Keno for as long as I have been in the industry. So we're just excited that he would say yes and be the face and voice and energy behind our event tonight.
Okay, so tell me a little bit more about the event that's going on.
Well, one, the main part of it is built out celebrating our nominee. So we usually use a moment during Stellars prior to the show while in Vegas to do just that, to bring out honorees in the room in front of, you know, an audience of people, to just love on them, appreciate them, bestow honor upon them. And to be able to do it in some way tonight is what we are going to do. So we didn't want this to be a moment where we couldn't get that part accomplished. So with the help of some key tastemakers and industry leaders and artists, we're still able to love on them and do all the things to celebrate the accomplishments based on the Stellar programming. So that's also part of what we're doing. And then the other part that I really love is that we are also giving honor and doing a tribute to some very key power players, if you will, that are working in the industry and have always worked in the industry. So I'm excited about them, too, being able to be celebrated as well. We're just trying to give our roses, Lynn.
Giving your roses. All right, then. Amen. Amen. It's got to be really, really interesting, though. You talked about how normally you'd be doing this in Vegas at these events, and you get to see all your friends, your industry friends. You see your artists and other artists spreading a lot of love in person. And this year it is just a a virtual thing. So how does that, you know, how do you think this is gonna translate that?
Well, I don't know. I really hope it translates well, because if nothing else, what did not change was the heart behind, the intent behind, the production quality behind what everyone was able to produce and being live, whichever, you know, how the segments are gonna run. I just think that we didn't lose the heart of it. So
yeah,
it's sure. Now, here's the thing. It's for sure one of those things, right? So you can't know if people will fully get it, but I do believe that because the heart of the matter did not change, and our heart is right, and the heart of why, that it will reach people in the way that we intended. So I'm just going to believe that that's going to be the secret sauce right there.
The secret sauce. Okay, the secret sauce. That it comes, the heart and the spirit from which this comes, and we pray that it reaches. Make it all right. Okay, then. Now, speaking of Stellar Awards and going towards the actual Stellar Awards virtual event this year, you have one of your artists that's going to be the co-host.
Yes. Well, and here's the funny thing. Mm-hmm. Ty, who's one of our artists, Ty Delaney, mm-hmm. was the co-host for the pre-show.
Okay.
And for the actual main show, one of our artists, Jonathan McReynolds, is also going to be a co-host. So, yes, I'm very proud of both of them for getting to really have those unique opportunities to do what they do and showcase another side of who they are.
How many artists do you have nominated for Stellar Awards? And have any of them already won that people don't know about, already won in the pre-ceremonies?
No. So we have, oh my goodness.
A lot of them, huh?
Yes. I think it's 20. I think there's 20 nominations. But, you know, I don't want to be coy about it. We're very proud. You know, people are like, it's not about the awards. Well, no, it's not about the awards. But it is a good feeling for the artist to be celebrated for their hard work and for, you know, the Stellars is unique in that it definitely starts out the process is one way, but it ends up being the people's vote. So,
yeah,
you know, the people get to voice and weigh in on who they want to see awarded and rewarded.
Well, okay.
I do anticipate that I'll be like everyone else, and I'll sit back and we'll be surprised by who the winners will be on the main show Sunday.
All right. I have interviewed a number of your artists, especially on this podcast during the pandemic, because we've all had to make adjustments during the pandemic. But I've talked to like Jabari Johnson.
Okay.
And James Fortune recently.
Okay. Love them both. I think that Jabari is one of the most exciting emerging artists that I've seen in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, James and I have so much history together that he's still, you know, he's my brother, he's family, so is Jabari. But James and I have been at this for a while together now, and I'm just excited that as a veteran, that not only are we still connected, but that he's not only sustaining, but his audience, his ministry, his music continues to grow. So that's a goal for me, and I'm just excited that we can be a part of both of their careers and lives.
Hey man, I forgot to mention I did interview Jonathan McReynolds too, and he had some phenomenal things to say. And then James Fortune, he was I'm thanking him for being on the show, and then he started just going and blessing me and prophesying some things. So, yeah, we had an interesting conversation, James Fortune and I, but it was really good. It was really good. It's one of the episodes of the Lynn Woods Gospel Entertainment Podcast. But anyway, now let's go into what you do. How did you get from, let me see, you started out as a volunteer and in the industry working, I'm not going to say where, but you can tell us. And then you ended up going into marketing, and look where you are now. So tell me, give me a little background on that. How'd that happen?
The quick story is, it took about a year or so of doing an internship, non-traditional internship, nonetheless. I was married, grown, two children.
Okay.
But I met somebody that introduced me to somebody that basically said, okay, sure, you can come hang out with us every day, see what we're doing here. And I did. I did just that. I walked in every day and gave it my all and showed up that I was being paid. And it took about a year before they said, okay, we're going to create part-time position for you because they weren't hiring and didn't have any reason to be hiring. So they did just that. And from that coordinator position, I pretty much worked in every division, had just about every title you could have, and have moved on up to where I am now. So, you know, as we say, to God give glory.
To God. To God be the glory, because not too many folks get to volunteering and then they end up down the line as a senior VP at a major label. So, yes.
Exactly. Yes. I don't take it for granted either. I really don't. I'm so grateful. I try to just sit in that every day still. I still have as much enthusiasm today as I did 16 years ago. Yeah. And I'm extraordinarily blessed to be able to do what I do and love what I do and love the people I do it with.
Amen. Did you see yourself working in the music business? Tell me a little bit about your background, because you are a music person.
I am a music person. I am. And so initially I didn't, but at the point when I met the person who I met, who is still my supervisor, actually,
okay,
I just kind of felt that was, you know, a sign or some nudging that God was saying, give it a shot, and I promise I'll do the rest. If you do your part and open your mouth and say this out loud, I'll take you the rest of the way. And that's really been what's happened. So,
but that's really good advice. That's really good advice for you to tell some young folks, isn't it?
Well, yeah, it is. I think we have to understand, principally, one, that your words do have power, and two, that you have to have a measure of belief. You know, your future for sure is connected to your strength to believe.
Oh, right. I'm going to have to write that down, Miss Gina, so I can pass it along.
Yes. I live by that.
Oh, amen. How challenging is it running a major label? And if you weren't doing that, what would you be doing?
Wow. If I wasn't running a label, what would I be doing?
Mm-hmm.
Probably still helping artists. I would probably be still mentoring and consulting, or teaching. I think it's, you know, this is one of those jobs that kind of, it hides the fact that I'm doing these other jobs under this great title. But really, my job is nurturer, guider, teacher.
Another mother.
You know, sometimes textier. I'm just putting EIs on everything. But we just do whatever it takes. I do whatever it takes and try to make myself available and open and flexible enough to do what needs to be done to make everyone comfortable so we can all just get the jobs done and need to be taken care of. I don't know, but I do believe it would be a job in service.
A job in service.
I understand that I'm a servant and really just here to be the best steward over what that's been put in my hands and I can be.
So Gina Miller is here to serve and to help build up the kingdom of God. Is that about right?
That's it. That is it.
Oh, well, then you have all these boards that you serve on, including, let me see, you founded the Beautiful Girl. You founded that. And then you're on the Grammys, a Recording Academy. You are on St. Jude's board and the Stellar Gospel Music Awards Academy. Now, how are you doing all of this? And, well, I know your sons are grown, so you don't have to tend to them too much, but how do you juggle all this other stuff?
Well, great organization is the first part.
Okay.
And assignment is another part. I don't usually accept to do anything that I know I don't have the capacity and wherewithal to see through. And that's just a rule. You know, it's taxing enough to do most things. When you try to do many things, you have to be doing the things that you know you are supposed to do. And so I just really lean it back to that and just really try to stick with only doing the things that I know I can make impact that are assigned to the purpose that I'm here to do.
That is excellent, excellent streamlining. So that's another thing some of our younger women especially would need to know. What would you tell a young woman or a young girl who aspires to do one day what you do?
You know what? I would tell them to just prepare, because we don't know what you're preparing really for. And sometimes you can be thinking you want to do one thing and you realize that those gifts, those skills, that wisdom, that knowledge is transferable, and you can excel even more in something else. It's like re-gifting the gift to live and thrive them a gift that someone else can use in a way that means something to them. And I really do look at our talents that way. There's some gifts that can live the same thing that you do well, can live in a multiplicity of places. And so it's about really just cultivating preparedness and being as prepared emotionally, physically, mentally, you know, spiritually even, as you can be for whatever comes. And being relentless, I think.
Be relentless.
That not giving up and being consistent is a big part of how to just keep going. Keep just going. Because listen, you can't even win the race if you're not running.
Amen then. So you can't be sitting over there talking about, I want to do this, I want to do that, and you haven't even gotten in the race yet. All right, then. So, Miss Gina, tell me, what do you have coming up, or what do you have coming up with your label and any other projects that you have coming up that we can look forward to?
Well, I tell you what, we are constantly putting out music, and it's such a blessing to have the opportunity to be a part of so many artists, from gospel to urban to now reggae. I mean, we've got a few other surprises along the way that are coming, but just being able to be a part of knowing that we are lending our support to undergird and to just make sure to our best abilities that what people, what artists have created get an opportunity to have exposure and to be heard and to be loved, really, by an audience that they largely rely on a lot of what we do for that to happen. So that's very special. That's something else I don't take for granted.
The wonderful thing about what you do is the fact that you're nurturing these artists, you're grooming them, you're helping them, and at the same time, it's all about kingdom building. That is what you're doing.
Yes, absolutely we are. And, you know, one of the things that we can't ignore is that happens, kingdom building, because most of the kingdom, especially for our gospel artists, you know, their music is being used by the kingdom. Sung in churches, sung by choirs, by lay people who are, you know, of a certain faith that this music speaks to. So, yes, our hope and plans are that something is said in song that inspires, changes lives, brings hope, uplifts, and if we are fortunate, turns people to Jesus Christ in the process. So,
amen, and that's a good note to end that on. So, Gina, do you want to tell people how they can follow you on social media?
Absolutely. You can follow me at the Gina Miller, T-H-E-E-G-I-N-A-M-I-L-L-E-R, and that's on all social platforms. The with two E's, Gina Miller.
Okay, and thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me. This has been great. I've had a lot of fun sharing this time with you and your audience.
We appreciate you, Miss Gina Miller.
Thank you so much again.
And audience, thank you for joining us today as well. Make sure that you subscribe to this podcast so that you will never, ever, ever miss another episode of this inspiring podcast. Go ahead, hit the subscribe button right now. You can also donate by hitting the donate button. And you are welcome to download this episode for free. You can find me on Twitter at Lynn Woods, that's L-I-N-W-O-O-D-S, or on Instagram at L-I-N-W-O-O-D-S-96. This has been the Lynn Woods Gospel Entertainment Podcast, where we talk to inspire. Until next time, God bless.